so are you. Face right down to the practice room. The tension and fame's a career.
Two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
I can't just radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about
fun.
It.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, we've been sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Sasha Bellot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Welcome to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music every Tuesday here at CITR 101.9 FM, 2 until 3 p.m. Stay with me while I play a bunch of music from all over the Italian peninsula, including the islands. And today I'm focusing on Italian female vocalists and musicians. There's lots of them. And sometimes, you know, on radio, women's music is not featured as much as men. It's just seems to be an unnatural bias towards male musicians. So today I'm going to play a bunch of different Italian female singers and musicians, starting off with this next amazing Sicilian artist. Her name is Matilde Politi, and she is from Sicily. She is a singer, a musician, and also an ethnomusicologist, researcher into the folk songs of her native land, which is the island of Sicily. She actually has a few albums out. One of them was an album that was released actually for the English market, which is where I got this track from. And although this album has also been released in Italian in a different way, the English release is a little bit, well, I won't say hokey, but they definitely did a cover for the album to make it look like, palatable to the Anglo-speaking market, which I didn't think was necessary. But it's called Folk Songs from Sicily, and it probably is the album that if anyone who's not Italian may have seen, it'll be the one that they would know. It has 14 tracks on it, and including this one, which is called Raja Dumari. And I love actually listening to Matilda's voice. She has an incredibly strong, gutsy sort of sound. And on her albums are also featured her her brother, Gabriele, who plays with an orchestra in Rome. I believe it might be the Ennio Morricone Orchestra. I did have dinner with him and a mutual friend of ours one night in Rome, which was sort of funny. And then we realized that we knew each other through this music of his sister, Matilda. All of the lyrics are sung in Sicilian, and which is equally impressive. There are other musicians on this album, apart from her brother, Gabriele, who plays violin, viola, and oud. Matilda herself plays guitar, accordion, concertina, and the Sicilian frame drum. They also have Simone Di Gregorio on vocals, organetto, frame drum, jews harp, and panpipe, Lelio Giannetto on the double bass, and Lajos Zivkov on percussion. It was recorded in Sicily in 2008 in Catania, I believe, and it was released on the Arc Music label in 2009. Let's have a little listen to Matilde Politi.
Yeah. ciara doe. Solo soleggio mi conto le guai alla notte un'armona che penso a voi, penso già sfortunata e di me maci. La vita chiude.
E signoro tu mio facci di buon tempo. Aiuto.
Alla Femminisca is the name of that track. Aria di Sicilia, the album from Oriana Civile and Maurizio Curcio, two Sicilian musicians from quite different areas. In fact, the singer is Oriana Civile, is also a researcher into Sicilian music, and Maurizio Curcio is the arranger. And their idea was to open up Sicilian traditional music to the ears of those outside of the genre. And after having started off their research together at the University of Palermo, where Oriana was going to an ethnomusicology class run by Professor Garofalo, she realized that there was this sort of need, at least she had a need, to reinterpret, redo the corpus of traditional Sicilian songs from their original, way of doing them into a more, well, as she describes, operistic arias. Anyway, very interesting sort of mix between sort of a modern, a modern sort of, with the synthesizer and keyboards, and then this incredible old Sicilian music as well. I checked them out. If you like what you heard, you might be a little bit put off perhaps by that keyboard sort of background, a little bit disco-esque, I guess, in a way. But it is actually a really beautiful album, quite tastefully done. So that's Oriana Civile and Maurizio Curcio. Before them, the very famous, legendary, in fact, Sicilian singer, the voice of Sicily, in fact, she was called, Rosa Balistreri, born in Sicily in 1927. And she was this just incredible raw talent. Everyone who's ever done Sicilian music in the 20th century, in the 21st century, has got to have come from having listened to, or at least studied, Rosa Balistreri's musical output. An incredible woman, incredible musician, great guitarist as well. She has many, many albums to her credit. I played a track from one called Amore, Tu lo sai, la vita è amara, but actually written in Sicilian dialect. And the song was called Inta la Vicaria. I'm not even sure if that's how it's pronounced. I'm not very good at the Sicilian dialects. But I would recommend checking her out. I've put a link to Rosa Balistreri on the Facebook page for Given the Boot. Don't forget to check out Facebook. You can find out all sorts of great info. Started off that set with a song from another Sicilian folk singer of modern times, Matilde Politi, also a researcher and ethnomusicologist, delving back into the folk song tradition of Sicily to bring old things to life in new ways. If anyone is not doing anything this evening, wants to go to a free event at the Italian Institute of Culture downtown in Vancouver, it's on West Hastings Street. It's number 500 West Hastings Street. There is a screening of a film about Claudio Abbado. He recently died, was one of the most prominent figures of classical music in basically of the last 60 years. The maestro Claudio Abbado, wonderful director. He was the music director of La Scala in Milan, the principal conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra and the Berlin Philharmonic, among others. There's a screening. There's actually going to be two DVD screenings in this month, and this one is the beginning one. It's called The House of Magical Sounds. It's a film, actually, by Claudio Abbado's son, Daniele, based on the book written by his dad, narrated by Raul Julia. And Claudio Abbado takes the viewer to his childhood home, a house resounding with music, recounts the journey that led him to study music, and finally to the realization of his dream to be a conductor. It also uses animation and excerpts from live rehearsals and concerts to show how he works with the orchestra to bring a musical score to life. The second evening, we'll be screening a film called The Italian Night. It's a concert with the Berliner Philharmonica on Tuesday, June 24th. So both of these events are free at 6:15 p.m. There's no need to register. You can just go to the Italian Institute of Culture and just be there early. Make sure you're not there late, at least between 6:15. Lots of great things happening at the Italian Cultural Institute in Vancouver. You are listening to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and I enjoy bringing you Italian music every week from 2 to 3 on a Tuesday at CITR 101.9 FM. Today features female voices. It's an all-woman program. And to continue on that in a minute, just after these few messages, I'm going to be playing a song by a woman from Naples called Maria Pia De Vito. But first off, let's have a little bit of info about things going on around town.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird,
Amos Lee,
and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
restare distante in questo tempo cupo e diviso. Ancora respiri e fiati a spartenze che non portano ad altro che a specchi. Ma ti scopro di nuovo dipinto di vita, teso in un gesto che non passa due volte. Ti trovo in un ladro tentativo d'amore. Mi chiedo se esista un'alternativa. Sono parole mulatte, obliqui pensieri, posso venderli, perderli al mercato dei fiori. Ma tu sono parole mulatte, obliqui pensieri, posso venderli, perderli al mercato dei fiori. Ma tu rimani. Innestami un'anima bianca e leggera che possa imparare a nuotare. Da prendere come uno vuole, come uno vuole. La ra 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 ra. La ra ra ra. Rivestiti sempre di certi miraggi, ricomincia ogni volta mille volte da capo. Non esito a dirti cosa l'ombra nasconda alla sua madre luce che trema distratta. Sono parole mulatte, obliqui pensieri, posso venderli, perderli al mercato dei fiori. Ma tu sono parole mulatte, obliqui pensieri, posso venderli, perderli al mercato dei fiori. Ma tu rimani.
La voce di Pilar, Ilaria Pattassini, che forse riconoscete dal disco di Alessandro Girotto e il suo gruppo Sine Nomine. Lei è una cantante di istruzione classica, che ha fatto canto barocco, comunque canto antico, ma negli ultimi anni si è data da fare per entrare nel mondo, diciamo, della musica più commerciale, musica pop italiana, musica, diciamo, d'autore ma più commerciale. È una bravissima cantante e per quelli che magari saranno ad Ottawa questo estate, il 27 luglio, canterà nel complesso di Michael Occhipinti e il Sicilian Jazz Project alla National Gallery of Canada, che fa parte dell'Ottawa Chamber Fest 2014. Quindi una bellissima cosa poter vedere Michael Occhipinti, credo che sia John Geggi, contrabbasso, e Pilar, bellissima. E se volete andare a sentire qualcos'altro di lei, andate sulla sua mia pagina Facebook per vedere le cose che lei fa. Abbiamo sentito dal suo ultimo disco, il secondo disco da solista, Sartoria Italiana fuori catalogo, e il brano Inestami, un bellissimo brano. Stefania Tallini, una pianista molto conosciuta ormai anche per il suo lavoro con il grande chitarrista e compositore Ginga, brasiliano. E lei ha fatto un disco molto bello qualche anno fa, si chiama The Illusionist. Abbiamo sentito un brano strumentale, ovviamente, Atlantica Saudagi. E iniziando invece con Maria Pia De Vito, la grande voce napoletana, lei ha una voce molto particolare. Quel pezzo, Vocuce de No Pierzeco, viene da un compilation fatto di musicisti campani. Lei invece è una che ha studiato canto in, diciamo, il canto contemporaneo, musica contemporanea, composizione, arrangiamento nel jazz, ed è molto conosciuta, ha una voce strepitosa veramente, e anche un modo di concepire le cose che è fuori dal comune. Spesso lavora con la pianista Rita Marco Tulli e anche collaborato moltissimo con John Taylor e Ralph Towner, Paolo Fresu, Gianluigi Trovesi, Enrico Rava. E questo brano si sente anche su un altro disco, un'altra versione molto bella, con Simone Guiducci e il Gramalot Ensemble. Allora, andiamo avanti con altra musica femminile. Non possiamo parlare di musica femminile italiana se non di Mina. E io ultimamente stavo ascoltando musica sul mio iPod e è venuto fuori questo brano che non conoscevo benissimo, che si chiama Fortissimo. È del 1990 e viene da un compilation incredibile. Sono tre dischi, diciamo, che coprono tutta la sua carriera, la carriera di Mina dagli anni 50, alla fine anni 50 fino ad adesso. Lei si chiama Anna Maria Mazzini di nascita, però e poi è nata nel nord Italia, Busto Arsizio, nel 1940, vicino Cremona, in Lombardia. È molto conosciuta per il fatto che ha una voce come nessun'altra. Non c'è persona che può cantare come Mina, ed è questo, secondo me, non c'è paragone. Ha fatto conoscere le canzoni di diversi cantautori che sono diventati poi famosi, diciamo per la maggior parte grazie alla sua voce, al fatto che lei ha registrato le sue canzoni. Una di queste persone è Fabrizio De André, che con la canzone di Marinella ha fatto uscire dall'oscurità quasi a Fabrizio André al mondo. Lei ha fatto anche delle canzoni di Lucio Battisti, di Adriano Celentano, di Giorgio Gaber, un sacco di persone. Quindi ecco, sentiamo Mina, Fortissimo.
Pianissimo, te lo dico, pianissimo, il mio piccolo già sottovoce. Sono innamorata. attimo questo piccolo ciao. Mi dispiace.
Ferita al cor, senza mesa speranza, ma posa al teu costat, t'imploro il seu ritorni già, sento una flamma viva che crema il seu racconto. Oh mar azul, perché quando ha baciat la tarda, t'accostas al meu cos, senza basar mes llavis, senza basar la pell. Baña las mías mans, no m'acariciarás, tan besi jur que yo t'estim. Quan tota la ciutat somi a la nit l'oblit, jo canto a la costera una pregària per a tu. I tu te'n vas, t'enyoro, tu te'n vas, t'estimo.
TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 20th to July 1st, 1,800 artists from all over the world, 300 concerts, 35 indoor and outdoor venues. Get ready for the best 12 days of music. The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 20th to July 1st. Go to vanjazzfest.ca for details.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
We just heard from Franca Masu from her album, Alma Blava. Had a bit of a brain blip there. Alma Blava, the album. Alma Blava, the name of the track. She is a wonderful singer from Alghero in the northwest of the island of Sardinia. It's a place that is known for its Catalan-speaking enclave. They speak a dialect of Catalan, which is called Algarese. She actually sings in many, many different languages. She was here at the Jazz Fest, actually, a couple of years ago with her band. It was a wonderful show, Performance Works. It'd be great to have her back sometime. If you happen to be in Europe, you can catch Franca playing in Sardinia and other parts of the world, but not in North America just yet. But we will hold out hope that she'll be back again. Started off that set with Mina, the amazing Mina, with a song called Fortissimo from her Platinum Collection compilation. A few more tracks for you before Radio 3 Free Thinker comes up at 3 o'clock, so don't go away because lots of great music here at CITR. You're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and I am your host for an hour of Italian music every Tuesday from 2 to 3. Don't forget, you can check us out on CITR 101.9 FM. Facebook is facebook.com/CITR101.9. We're also on Twitter, and I have my own Facebook page for Give 'Em the Boot. It's simply facebook.com/givetheboot, all one word. So one of my new favorite groups is a group from Modena, or the Modena area in Emilia-Romagna. They're called La Metralli, and they have an album, a second album of theirs called Qualche Grammo di Gravità. A few grams of gravity. I have posted on Facebook a pretty cool video clip for a song. It's a new song. It's been featured actually on Rolling Stone Italy magazine. But you should definitely check out this link that I've put there. It's a link to a specific page for their last album, and it's this incredibly beautifully designed webpage with great original drawings, and I believe the cartoons are by Sara Garagnani. You got to check it out. Wonderful. But what's even better is that the lead singer of this group has a fab voice, and the musicians are just wonderful. I really like their sound. They're called La Metralli, and this is a song of theirs called Piovevo, which was a big hit for them in Italy.
E annebbiavo, e per non morire